This is Jay Sekulow. It's election day. The polls are open. Who will be the next president of the United States?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, all the speeches, the ads, the babies kissed have brought us to this historic day, folks. America has a huge decision to make on Election Day 2012 as we choose the person who will walk in every morning to the Oval Office.
We were very firm in letting everyone know that UN observers are not allowed at Iowa polls. And so obviously there's been a little bit of controversy. It's not something I thought I'd be talking about the week before the election, but my job is to enforce the law, and that's what we're going to do.
So it doesn't matter if you're from the UN, you are not allowed in the polling precinct. And there's a purpose in that, and that's to ensure that voters are able to vote free of intimidation and able to exercise their right to choose who's going to govern them without that type of atmosphere that would be created by letting anybody willy-nilly decide that they're going to be entering a polling precinct.
It's the final countdown. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want to hear from you, especially those of you that have voted already this morning. We want to get a sense of what was going on at your polling places, what the lines were like, especially in battleground states, and what your sense is overall. Our phone numbers are open for you. Our phone calls, well, we want your phone calls. Our phone lines are open for you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. To get your opinion and to get your sense of what's happening. Than Washington, D.C., of course, pretty quiet right now as everybody waits for the results tonight. I am going to ask everyone for their predictions on how they think this election's going to go, but we're going to save that for the latter part of the segment. Let me give you some closing times. Polls in Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, South Carolina, Vermont, and Virginia close at 7, which means that we could get answers in Virginia probably by 9 o'clock or so Eastern time. Jordan, what's your sense of that one? That's a big state, and there's been a lot of shifting, and it's a very close race. That one we should get back pretty early.
Yeah, the polls show basically a dead heat there. Governor Romney was there yesterday. President Obama, of course, has spent a lot of time in Virginia. Northern Virginia, which is right outside of Washington, D.C., is a D.C. suburb, is a fast-growing, very liberal area. A lot of people from the Northeast, so a lot of new Democrat votes have come in. But is it enough for President Obama to counter the rest of the state, the military vote in Hampton Roads? I think, listen, Virginia will be a bellwether for how the night goes. It doesn't necessarily mean whoever loses Virginia can't win. It's certainly better for Governor Romney to win Virginia. President Obama doesn't have to win Virginia to win as easily. If Governor Romney does it, he's got to put together some more states. But now that we're looking at that, Minnesota with these Wisconsins,
wow, we're going to get into that.
You don't have to win a Virginia necessarily.
Than, your sense, we got a lot of calls coming in. We'll get to your calls in the next segment of the broadcast, folks. Than, your take on Virginia right now.
I drove past a lot of those polling places that Jordan's talking about this morning. Lines just around the block, Jay. So we're talking about a huge turnout. And I would say this. I don't think all of that turnout can be a replication of President Obama's 2008 turnout. I think a lot of that turnout is for Governor Romney. All of the early voting seems to support that. So big turnout. I would give a slight edge to the governor there, but we'll see. Big numbers.
All right. So right now, basically, this is what you've got. Real Clear Politics average has everything tied. Politico Battleground poll has it a tie. Rasmussen has Romney up one. IBD, has Obama up one. CNN has it as a tie. Gallup is Romney plus one. ABC News, Washington Post, Obama plus three. NBC News, Wall Street Journal, Obama plus one. So I mean, it is all those within the margin of error. What does it mean? Get out and vote. That's what it means, folks. It's very important that you do that. Hey, we've gotten a great response from the states keeping these UN observers and these international observers out of the polling places. We're going to do one more letter right after radio today. If you've not yet signed up to make sure we don't have these international observers in the polling places, go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to keep these UN observers out of our polling places. Back with more in just a moment.
Thank you. United Nations election monitors are arriving in several states that could determine the outcome of this year's presidential election. Liberal organizations are encouraging these UN monitors to go to Ohio, Florida, Wisconsin, and several other states. The United Nations will have people looking over the shoulder of poll workers and voters as they go to the polls on Election Day. The Texas Attorney General already has put these monitors on notice, saying they are not above the law, warning that state election law will be complied with, period. The fact is, the United Nations has no business monitoring the U.S. election. This voter intimidation tactic is absurd. Stand with the ACLJ and urge every state attorney general in America to follow the lead of Texas. Tell this international group they are not welcomed at our polling places, and that if they don't respect election law, they will face the legal consequences. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
All right, if you look at all the polling in Ohio, it looks like right now it's fair to say that it is a tie. All the polls there with either the president up one or two or a tie. You go to Virginia, it looks like Governor Romney again, margin of error up by one or two. You look at Florida, it has most states, most polls have the RCP average of Romney up 1.5. Again, Pennsylvania, it's Obama, President Obama up three and some tied in the Tribune Review, which is the big poll up there, which also would indicate that Pennsylvania is now in play because that's also within the margin of error. New Hampshire, president is up by two, again, margin of error. This is an unbelievably close election, folks. Rasmussen has Governor Romney up three in Colorado. It's going to be really close. We're going to go right to the phone calls. Les is calling from Virginia. Hi, Les. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hello, thank you. Good to talk to you. Yeah, I just voted at Northern Virginia, Fairfax County. It took about an hour and a half. Saw a lot of green preliminary ballots in people's hands, so that's a good sign for the Republicans.
Okay, so you got a sense in where in Northern Virginia were you voting?
Fairfax County.
Fairfax County. Well, Fan, that's up in your neck of the woods. The sense is that Northern Virginia will probably cut for President Obama, but Virginia's so close, it's really too close to call.
Yeah, I lived in Fairfax County for a long time, Jay, and just yesterday, Governor Romney was there. They actually had to move his big event across the street to the Patriot Center to accommodate all the people, so I think Les's call is indicative. But listen, if you're in that long line, you've got to stay in that line. It's going to take you a while, and don't let people dissuade you. You've got to stick it out. You've got to wait. It's going to take some time, but listen, that's what democracy is all about. Stick around and make sure you cast your vote.
All right, Jordan, your sense of Virginia, because you also lived in Virginia, a long time here in D.C. What's your sense of Virginia?
I think Virginia will be very close. I think Governor Romney has the edge right now. I think it's going to be very tough for President Obama to get the same level of turnout. There's universities in Virginia. We know that the youth vote, the college vote, is not nearly as engaged. And the second part of that, I think, goes down to the African-American voters who came out in droves for President Obama in 2008 in cities like Richmond, in the Hampton Roads area, and Northern Virginia. I'm not sure the enthusiasm's there. As Stan said, and as I repeated yesterday, I will repeat again today, these lines are going to be long. If you're in one of the states that we're talking about, it's 2, 3, 4 hours. You've got to be prepared, and that will be the test. Whose voters are going to wait 3 hours in line when it's cold tonight in some of these battleground states like Virginia and or Ohio or Minnesota or Wisconsin, and that will be the winner. That will be the winner. We may not know tonight, but that will be the winner.
Sean is calling from California on line 5. Sean, welcome to the broadcast. By the way, folks, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Sean, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Dave. I had a question. I'm calling from California, and I was wondering if we do see any UN voters, UN people present at the polls, is there anything that we can do while we're there to get them out of there?
Well, the first thing you need to do is contact someone at the polling place. There'll be a supervisor of the polling office, and they're the ones you should contact. We're also, we put up on ACLJ.org a hotline that has a voter, if you got voter information or if you need voter control, sort of concerned about voter fraud, that hotline is available, and that keys it into the state. So that's the best way, though, is to handle it right at the polling place. That's the number one line of defense in something like this. I think it was Jordan said yesterday, reporting it 3 hours later doesn't do anything.
3 hours later is too tough. There are attorneys ready to file lawsuits, from especially if you're in a battleground state. So if the states that we're talking about, I mean, we can go through them right now, Ohio, Virginia, Florida, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Michigan, Colorado, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, you can add to that. There's a handful of other states, of course. These are going to be places where there are attorneys ready to help you. There are the election staff. So we've got the phone numbers to call. You report it. But end of the day is make sure your vote is counted the right way. Make sure if you're using an electronic machine, it's recorded the right person. It gives you a confirmation before you say, okay, make sure it's the right person. Make sure if you're using punch ballots or anything electronic, you're making the marks clear. This is going to be one of those elections where that can matter.
Yeah, I had a little bit of difficulty, actually, with the electronic ballot in our precinct here because it kept saying that I hadn't filled out something, and I kept going back and hitting it, and it wasn't registering, and finally it did. So just make sure it registers correctly. Let me also encourage you to go to ACLJ.org on our homepage. There's a voter fraud election hotline. This is state by state. We've got all 50 states listed, so you can call and really make it a direct call if you need to, if you can't handle it right there at the voting booth. We're going to take more of your phone calls, and we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go to Bill, who's calling from Virginia. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was very fortunate that it wasn't a long wait for me when I went. I voted in Henrico County, and I did report to the supervisor there at the precinct some fishy activity. There was a woman there. She was clearly past the boundary line. And she was talking to somebody.
So let me explain to everybody what that is. There is a stay-away zone in Virginia, I believe it's 100 feet, where no one can go into that 100 feet unless you are there to vote, unless you're a registered poll watcher or a registered poll worker. That's it. So someone was encroaching on the line?
They were encroaching on the line. I went to speak to them about it. They said they were an attorney from D.C. I went to the supervisor about it, and it was an education for me. Found out that they, in order to be in the poll, they had to have a letter of certification.
Right. That they're an official poll watcher. Was the person a poll watcher?
Not at all.
Okay.
And then they sent them out, and then they came back again. And they said, it's okay for me to do this as long as the person that's voting, I get their permission.
That's absolutely incorrect. I've got a lot of calls coming in here, Bill. What did they eventually do here?
Eventually, I ended up getting an attorney's hotline.
Perfect.
Gave them all the information, and they're supposed to go investigate.
Great, because it needs to happen right there on site. Again, that is not supposed to happen. No one is supposed to be within that boundary, period. And you did the right thing by taking up the chain of command. We do have our voter fraud election hotline up at ACLJ.org as well. And we're going to go right back to the phone. Kirby is calling on Pennsylvania on line 5. Hi, Kirby.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
Blair County in Pennsylvania, the school district is handing out cards advising the staff who to vote for, and it has the names of the local candidates.
Who's doing this?
Obama. Blair County School District.
Where are they, inside the polling places, or is it outside?
They're at the school. They handed them out yesterday, and they advised all the staff who to vote for.
Oh, so it was through to the teachers, is what you're saying?
The teachers sister's in the staff. Yeah, my girlfriend's a nurse there.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if that's – is that the general practice then up there in Virginia? Because usually they're not supposed to make political statements through the school's internal mail system. There's actually a Supreme Court case on that dealing with the fact that these internal communication systems are not public forums for free speech.
Yeah, they should not be doing that through the school system, you know, there when you're there for the job. And sometimes this happens, you know, like you said, Jay, outside, you know, talking about in the parking lot or in a social setting, that's a little bit different. But that's a very gray area. And if you were at your job.
It's not a legally gray area. Let me jump in, Ben. It's not a legally gray area. You cannot distribute usually that kind of material through the internal mail system of the school because the school has to maintain nonpartisan positions. That needs to be reported, Kirby, to school officials. This is exactly the kind of stuff, Jordan, you got to watch in these elections.
I mean, it's close. You shrug your shoulders and say, what am I going to do at this point? But here's the truth. Kirby, you know what happened. You should report it right now and make sure this stops. So this is why when you pick up the phone, these are public officials at a elementary school using government services to tell people how to vote. It wouldn't matter what candidate they were doing it for. It's not right.
Not right. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls, Than. Let me give you Ashia and Jordan. Here's the next prediction. Let's go. Who do you call Virginia for? Jordan Seculo.
I think Governor Romney will win Virginia. I think it's going to be slimmer and less. If George Allen wins, which some people are predicting he will win, then I think that will probably be the night. I think you could actually say that kind of momentum will probably carry through the rest of the country and Governor Romney will win because that's been a very close, tough race. Tim Kaine, a very moderate Democrat.
Popular.
Two former governors here in a state that is very down the middle. If George Allen wins, I think, and of course, Governor Romney wins, could spell big trouble for President Obama the rest.
All right, then, Virginia.
Yeah, if George Allen's running 3 to 4 points behind Governor Romney and he actually still wins, I agree with Jordan that would mean the president would win, that governor would win the night. I think Governor Romney's going to win Virginia, but I think it's going to be by maybe a couple of points that may not be enough to get George Allen over the line.
Affect the makeup of the United States Senate. All right, one more state before the break, Florida. Jordan, how do you see Florida?
Florida's for Governor Romney. I think if you've noticed, they have not spent a lot of time. President Obama's not spending a lot of time there.
Polls are still very close.
Of course, the polls are close everywhere. You never know. I mean, think about 2008. President Obama started winning places that weren't even on anyone's list. But the real one to watch is the Midwest. It's a Rust Belt.
Fan quickly in Florida.
Governor Romney by 5 in Florida.
All right, I tend to agree that Florida goes that way as well. All right, folks, this is the last day for you to sign, literally last hour here, to sign on to this UN petition, keeping the UN out of these elections. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We're going to send out the final letter again this afternoon. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. United Nations election monitors are arriving in several states that could determine the outcome of this year's presidential election. Liberal organizations are encouraging these UN monitors to go to Ohio, Florida, Wisconsin, and several other states. The United Nations will have people looking over the shoulder of poll workers and voters as they go to the polls on Election Day. The Texas Attorney General already has put these monitors on notice, saying they are not above the law, warning that state election law will be complied with, period. The fact is, the United Nations has no business monitoring the U.S. election. This voter intimidation tactic is absurd. Stand with the ACLJ and urge every state attorney general in America to follow the lead of Texas. Tell this international group they are not welcomed at our polling places, and that if they don't respect election law, they will face the legal consequences. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
One 800 684 3110. That's 800 684 3110. Well, guess who's back in Pennsylvania? It appears the new Black Panther Party, they're back. Of course, the Department of Justice is not doing anything against them. What a great shock that is. Patty's calling on line six. Hi, Patty. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for everything. Yeah, and one nice thing about Missouri is that the lines are longer this time. There's actually the smaller towns. They've got people waiting in line.
You got a very interesting race there, not only for president, of course, but whether Todd Akin is going to be able to beat Claire McCaskill. That is going to be an interesting race to follow. I haven't followed the latest polls on that one, but that's certainly going to be a big race. Again, these are the ones that affect the Senate makeup. You said the lines were okay?
Yes, the lines, they're having people having enough weight at some of the medium-sized towns like Neosho, even in Anderson, which is a small town. Like 1,500 people, but they got a lot of people in the county that vote there. Yeah,
people are voting. Well, that's great.
So we're all saying vote Republican.
Well, that, you know, it's a free country, and you're going to vote for the candidate of your choice, and that for you, it sounds like that's going to be Governor Romney, and we'll see how that goes. Missouri, okay, does anybody – Missouri, I think, goes clearly to Governor Romney. That's my prediction, Jordan.
Yeah, the question there is Todd Akin. I mean, that race – I think what's interesting here is when you talk about George Allen, you talk about Todd Akin, you look at Montana, very close race with a good friend of ours, Denny Rayburg, who's been leading the charge of the Montana Jesus statues in a Senate battle there where these Senate races are not tracking to the fact that those are states that it looks like Governor Romney will win big, but the Republicans are in real fights. I think that is a one indication here. It doesn't matter if you're not in one of the states we keep talking about, because we just started talking about Montana, for instance. We were talking about Todd Akin in Missouri. There are a lot of important battles in every single state, in every single district. It doesn't matter if your congressman's a Republican or a Democrat and you disagree
right.
with them. You're voting on statewide issues, ballot initiatives in Minnesota, the marriage amendment, which could be a key to heavy social conservative evangelical turnout in Minnesota like never before. A lot on the table. Make sure, take the time and go vote today.
Fan, let me ask you this. Let's talk about the House for a moment. You feel confident that the Republicans are maintaining the House. What about the Senate?
I think it's most likely that the Democrats will retain control there. But, you know, Jordan's point about turnout in these states that aren't typically swing state, that's going to impact the Senate. I mean, you talked about Todd Akin in Missouri there. That's a state that Governor Romney's pretty comfortably ahead in. But if there's still a large turnout there, you know, maybe Todd Akin can make up that 3-4 point deficit that he's been facing these last few weeks. So if turnout's really high, maybe I'm wrong on that. Maybe the Republicans are in line to at least make a run at that.
All right, another polling question here for everybody. North Carolina, I say North Carolina, which went to President Obama last time, goes to Governor Romney. Jordan?
Yep, not being contested by the Obama campaign. Another one of those states, if President Obama somehow, the polls are still pretty close there.
Yep.
If President Obama somehow won that state, spending no time there, again, a very bad sign for Governor Romney, but I don't expect that to happen. I think it's going to be a Romney win. I say all of this, though, and the truth is, people haven't voted yet. They're just starting to vote today, unless you did early voting. So don't listen to any of this and think, oh, well, I heard that it looks like, you know, Governor Romney won this, President Obama won this state, so I don't really need to vote. That's not the case. This is all predicted based off turnout models. So you still need to get out there. You still got to do your job as a citizen,
yep.
which is to exercise your ability to vote.
All right, we're going to take more of your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Lillian is calling on line four. Hi, Lillian.
Hi there. Could you please explain the Electoral College to me?
Sure. You know, we don't operate in the system in the United States the way our republic is set up. It's not just a popular vote. You can have a situation where the candidate wins the popular vote but does not win the Electoral College. That's why you hear about these key states that are in play. The Electoral College, you are actually electing electors. That's really what we're doing. So states, based on population, are given a certain amount of electors. And those are what makes up the final presidential selection. It's based on the Electoral College. So, for instance, California has 55 electors. New York has 29. Florida, 29. I'll go to the Midwest. Kansas has 6. Missouri, 10. Illinois 20 based on population. So you could carry the entire country with a majority vote, but not win the critical states and not be president of the United States. And that was to ensure equal representation around. So that's the way our system is set up. That's the way our founders envisioned it. And it's worked. I think it served the country well. There's only one way to change it if people don't like it, and that's a constitutional amendment, and I don't think that's happening. Anne Marie is calling from New Jersey. She's on line two. And by the way, if you want to talk to us on air, folks, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Anne Marie, you're on the air.
God bless you, Mr. Seculo. I have a question. This morning I voted in New Jersey.
Yep.
There was a lady there who was taking photographs of us, signing our names in the book, and then when we...
Who was she?
I asked her, where is this from? Why are you taking pictures? And she said she was from the International Press. It was an international press project. I was a little intimidated, and I said, I don't want my picture used. She said, it won't. And it really startled me. Why were they taking pictures?
This is, again, I don't like this. I mean, I don't like having this. They had a thing in where I voted, where a first-time voter, which was great that he voted, but they stopped they told everybody stop. We've got a first-time voter. Let's all clap. You know what? I'm in the voting booth. Don't bother me. Really. I mean, you know, a lot of men and women have died to make sure I have the right to vote. It's a sacred obligation. And I don't like all this extra stuff. I don't like pictures being taken. I'm with you on that. Emery, let me encourage you, go to ACLJ.org. We've got the hotline there. Call New Jersey. Complain about this. They shouldn't be allowing that in there. That's just not right. And you were right to not have your picture taken. Folks, we're going to be taking your phone calls in the next 30 minutes of the broadcast as well at 1-800-684-3110. Again, if you want to sign on to this letter on the UN, we've been very successful. I might say a lot of states have said they're not going to do it. They're not allowing these representatives in. But then we're going to send one more email out, a blast email out to the state attorneys general this afternoon. Love to have you on that letter. If you'd go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's take go to some states that are going to be the critical ones here. Ohio, Than.
Ohio, this one's going to be razor tight, Jay. This is going to be the one. I think whoever carries Ohio is going to carry the election. The numbers look like the president still has a 1 or 2 point edge there. I think this is going to be really close. The 260,000 votes the president won by last time,
Fan?
They're gone.
Fan?
Yeah.
What's your call?
I'm going to give it to the president by 0.5%.
Jordan?
I think Governor Romney will carry this one. I think it's going to be very, very close. I don't think we're going to see this early. I think Cleveland... It's going to take a long time, but I think there's momentum there. I judge it based on the fact that tens of thousands of people showing up at the Romney events, 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, and you know, President Obama had Jay-Z and Bruce Springsteen for free last night and couldn't fill up a normal size arena.
I will predict Ohio for Governor Romney, and I don't think it's going to be as close as people think it is. I don't think it's going to be by a margin of more than 3, but I think it could be a 3% margin for Governor Romney. I do think it will be late in the evening. By the way, folks, I'm going to be on ABC Family Channel tonight at 10 o'clock Central Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Time for an hour on the 700 Club doing analysis as it's coming in. And, of course, we'll have more information available on the radio broadcast tomorrow. If you want to talk to us on air, we'll be here for another 30 minutes. We'll give you some more analysis of the very key states here. 1-877-989-2255. I will give you my prediction that tomorrow morning at about 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning, we wake up, or we will not be going to sleep, I suspect most of us, and we're going to have a president of the United States by the name of Willard Mitt Romney. That's my guess on how it goes. It's going to be very close, folks, but I think Governor Romney is going to probably win it, but I will not be shocked again. Of course, you're never shocked if the incumbent wins. Folks, last moment for you to sign on to that petition. Let me encourage you to do it. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Follow us. We've got that special election voter fraud hotline up at ACLJ.org. I'm going to be on Family Channel tonight again at 10 o'clock. I encourage you to watch that. Jordan's going to be sending out tweets. We'll keep everybody posted on social media. But if you want to sign on, last moment to keep those UN monitors out, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more calls in a moment.
The fact is, the United Nations has no business monitoring the U.S. election. This voter intimidation tactic is absurd. Stand with the ACLJ and urge every state attorney general in America to follow the lead of Texas. Tell this international group they are not welcomed at our polling places, and that if they don't respect election law, they will face the legal consequences. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.